Hello and welcome to the show Ikayutet with Diane McGachran and Esther Green. I'm Diane and with me is Esther Green. On today's show, we're going to talk about coping with grief. And we're going to talk about grief after I give a short summary of our last show, because we're going to connect the last show with the show we're going to do today. The last show was called The Light Within. When we talked about the light within last time, we were talking about the core of all humans, the foundation that connects us to each other, the earth, and the universe. It is always there, and that connection is based on compassion, a kind of a will to live, if you will. Sometimes it gets covered up by a heavy blanket from our past, or from negative thoughts we have, or from not letting go of hardships. On today's show, we're going to think about that light we have and how it can help us understand and cope with grief. So this show is for anyone who has experienced deep grief and sorrow. That means this show is for all people, because everyone has suffering in their life. So I'm going to turn it over to Esther and just ask you, Esther, knowing that everyone suffers and everyone experiences grief, what are some key ideas about this that you would like to share?
You know, as you know, death is powerful. No matter where you live, somewhere other side of the world or somewhere far apart, death, when there's a death, people are connected. Mm-hmm. They gather together to honor that person. So our grief connects everyone. Mm-hmm. And we all suffer. And even we grieve and suffer heavy burdens and everything like that, our light is still there, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes that's hard for people to be aware of when they're in the middle of something that's very difficult.
Yeah, because when the grief hits you, it hits your mind, mm-hmm. your soul, your body.
So it can be really powerful to realize that grief is really a doorway to your connection to other people, other humans, even people you don't know, because all humans experience suffering and grief, whether it's grief from the loss of somebody in your life or grief over other events in your life that bring sorrow. And Esther, when you think about ways to accept grief, to not fight it, but to accept it, what are some ways that you think about for accepting grief?
I learned this from my own experience, that when grief comes, you don't push it off. You just let it come and you feel it.
That's hard sometimes.
It is very hard sometimes. You just, because you're in pain. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways is if your mind is strong or something during that grief time, prayer, some people use prayer, and that's connected to light within. Bring yourself out to the tundra or walk, and always keep feeding your thinking with positive things. Those are hard to do when the grief is just fresh.
Right, that's so true. And it can be a little bit of a reassurance and very powerful in your grief to realize that you still have that light, that connectedness inside of you. And your grief is something that has been shared by many, many other people all over the world. So you're not ever really alone in your grief. So those are kind of a positive way of thinking about it. What are some other things that help?
So your mind is racing. But you have to slow down when you are grieving. This is hard to do, because you cannot think right. You're not right at your special moment. Like you're kind of off the rail, like the train goes, stays in the rail. But when something happens, it go off the rail. And all these things besides what I've said have urge to reach out, which is you call on somebody to come have tea with you or lunch with you, or just to talk, to connect with other people. And be curious about what's happening to you in your grief, which is asking other people who have experience on grief. Mm-hmm. How long? Some people ask questions like, how long does the pain last? When will it be over? Mm-hmm. When is my nightmare going to be over? And that when you're impacted with grief.
Right, and it's really important to remember that everybody has grief in different ways. So the way you grieve or your timeline for grieving might be different than somebody else's. Do you want to say any of what we just talked about in Yuktan?
Tamam te Juan Kota Yukuni Kasang Kamang Tungul Rarong Kamang Indianarong Kamang Pichatun. Nang tukut kivrutulu dasu. Ilam da unitakat kut. Toi tamam da nang tukluta nang tukol da umyom tun. Dem tun. Dak wam dorten pingam da. Akutiu lat kansut sits tun illait watten bilachtut. Dort ni huk pika pingam daus virus ngalangan lem tatu.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Once again, I'm listening to everything you say, and I don't understand a thing, but I think I do. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about anger, because a lot of times when people have grief, there's some anger in there. And if you want to say a little bit about how anger is natural and just see what about some other things you wanted to say about anger.
Anger, when we're grieving, has a lot of energy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that, but then it becomes really important what people do with that energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's natural. It can give you energy to move forward. Let people be angry if they are angry. Let them say whatever they want to say, and I have no right to tell them, don't talk like that. Just let them be. It's a way of letting anger out in a healthy way. Cleaning out fish. Anger can help you clean yourself out.
Okay, that's a good way to think of it. A little subsistence connection. So the other thing that happens, I think you and I have talked about, is the way we can get stuck on grief. Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk a little bit about how that can happen and how you can avoid getting too stuck on grief.
Ilini yum illi a kivolmink anstiga di malachtuk. Doihwa alach juilami. Be alert and aware because we can grip onto grief and try to control it. Dorten Pisak Juan Gutnunasinritok. You to us a tank sukaluki, you put Jimmy. You have to let grief pass through you. Trust it. It will pass on. But no one knows when it'll. Grief takes time and it is a different path for each person. Illi minigunakifuyak yukjallak to. To isu kumakuni yum dam pluchtstukunga pluchtstungamiutakuam dauna konuk ngakput ikhtakumtni wuitakutikak.
So, when we think about grief and some of these really nice ways you've talked about how to accept grief, to let it pass through you, to have faith that grief will pass through you, you just have to accept the grief and to keep reminding yourself that your grief is a way of connecting you and helping you have empathy with everybody. Because there is suffering that everybody has. Esther, when you think about grief in that way, it kind of changes sort of how you think about grief as you look back on your life mm-hmm. and the difficulties that have happened. How is it that it helps you see grief a little bit differently?
Grief is a treasure. Just like any other bumps we go through in our lives. If you have used grief, pain, that's a good lesson for us later on in years. The suffering we have in our past, our present, and the future are the great big teachers in our life. Atuksalkumtu nalujiqaput qailunayuqutsa bijimtstunlu qalartikungaluta tawam nangtqorlmta narliini nutaaqavlkhani when our grief is fresh. We don't have to have anything to say. We don't have to have anything to read to them. Because right now, that person, heart, mind, and soul is all shattered. So let them, you be there instead. You don't have to say anything, but be there to drink coffee with that person. And whatever they do, you don't tell them. It's wrong to think like that. You don't say anything. Grief has its own way to go through people, anyone. But it's in a long run, that little light in you can lead you to understand more and be able to reach out to others in the later years. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that I'm thinking about how the way you're talking about it, how powerful these life experiences are toward our developing our own wisdom and understanding of life and of people in our lives and what they go through.
You know, adults, only adults don't grieve. And it's better not to forget the children.
Because children have their own way of grieving, right?
They have their own way of grieving, but many of them, because they're so young, they don't know how to express their feelings.
Right. So that's a good point, that when it comes to grieving and it's children, they often don't have the vocabulary or the words to express everything they're going through. Sometimes they express themselves through play or through acting out behaviors that don't look like grief, but it really is a child troubled and grieving in some way. So it's good you point that out, that for children, even for teenagers, the way they grieve and express it is not going to be the same as adults or elders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's coming to the end of this particular show already. I think our basic message, and I know we talk about this a lot, Esther, is when we think about grief, we can think about it as a connection and a way that connects us to everyone. And to always remember that the light, the living part of us deep down inside that connects us to the whole world, that is always there no matter how much grief we have. And also that, like everything, whether it's happiness and joy or grief and sadness, these are all things that pass through us and will return to us. So we may be really happy one day and then it passes. We may experience something else, it passes, and then happiness comes back around. So, and also finally, that grief brings us wisdom, and in a way, grief is a great teacher. It teaches mm-hmm. us, and sometimes if you're feeling sad, you can say, what is this teaching me about myself, or what is what I'm going through? What does it teach me about the world around me or about my community? Or just thinking about it in terms of being your teacher mm-hmm. is a really healthy way to understand your grief and the grief of other people.
Mm-hmm. right now, when I think of light that never leaves me, in my own mind, that's God who's with me. Mm-hmm. Wherever I go, whatever I do, He's with me.
Mm-hmm. That is very reassuring and comforting to people, for sure. So thank you again, Esther, and we will have another show in next month, first Wednesday of the month at 10:30. Thank you.
Bihti umyokhtiluti.
Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.